From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, deadline nearing in Ukraine. The deadline to implement a ceasefire aimed at halting the conflict in Ukraine drew closer today, a day after fighting raged between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists. Ceasefire is due to take effect at 12:01 a.m. Sunday local time. It comes several days after the leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France, Germany agreed to the truce.
Я хочу, щоб ні в кого не було жодних ілюзій.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said Friday there should be no illusions. There is still a long way to go before peace is achieved. On Friday, fighting in eastern Ukraine was especially intense in the strategically important area around Debaltseve. At least 26 people were killed, including Ukrainian soldiers and civilians. Wall Street Journal reporting Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has responded to overtures from President Obama as the two sides try to reach a nuclear accord. Neither the White House nor Iran's government has officially confirmed contact between the two leaders. Iran and a group that includes the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany are trying to reach a framework agreement in which the P5+1 wants Iran to scale back its nuclear activity. Iran has insisted its nuclear program is peaceful. Islamic State suicide bombers mounted a failed attempt to blast their way into the Al-Asad air base in Anbar province on Friday. An Iraqi army official said 8 suicide bombers were killed without penetrating the base perimeter. The strategic base has been surrounded by militants for weeks. About 300 U.S. military personnel are at that base training. This is VOA News. Nigeria's Boko Haram extremist group has, for the first time, attacked a village in Chad, part of a widening insurgency that is now drawn in 4 countries. Chadian officials say at least 12 people were killed during the early Friday violence. Boko Haram has previously launched deadly attacks on towns in Cameroon and Niger. Those two countries, along with Chad, recently joined a regional offensive against the Islamist extremist group. Gunmen ambushed a polio vaccination team in the northwestern Pakistan on Saturday, killing a driver. Authorities said the attack took place in a Pakistani tribal region near the Afghan border. A second team member was unharmed when the attackers fired at their van. Incident took place ahead of a 3-day vaccination drive against polio that begins in the area on Monday. The violence has undermined anti-polio efforts in Pakistan, where more than 85% of the world's cases were located last year. Here in the United States, the families of 3 U.S. Muslims shot to death this week has enraged neighbors are monitoring developments of a joint probe by local police and federal investigators. Police say they believe a long simmering dispute over a parking space led to the shootings. Some are concerned it might have been a hate crime. A 46-year-old man has been charged with first-degree murder. President Obama is taking action on cybersecurity after several high-profile attacks against U.S.-based companies and government agencies. VOA's Arup Pandey reports.
At a White House summit in California, Friday, Mr. Obama spoke to CEOs and consumer and privacy advocates and signed an executive order that lays out a framework for companies to share data about cyber threats to each other and to the government. He said the public and private sectors have a shared mission in combating cyber attacks.
So much of our computer networks and critical infrastructure are in the private sector, which means government cannot do this alone. But the fact is that the private sector can't do it alone either.
President Obama said both industry and government must work together as true partners, while also constantly evolving to deal with these new threats. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Washington.
Collision between a bus and a train has killed 16 people in northern Mexico. Another 30 were injured Friday when the train slammed into the bus in Nuevo León State. Witnesses are saying the bus failed to stop at a railroad crossing despite a warning light. Death toll for the accident that happened near Mexico's border with Texas is expected to rise. You can get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.